in Sutherland Springs, Texas, small town just outside of San Antonio. And the killer here, Devin Kelly, who is now deceased. Just another one of just a litany. And it could have been worse. There was a couple of good Samaritans at the scene. But what about this guy? The president yesterday said, obviously, mentally ill. And I don't know that we knew enough about it at that point. I certainly don't think he did, even his own FBI. But that's the case with some of these. And there's something called a borderline personality disorder. What is that all about? Let's find out this morning from the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio, at drjohnb.com, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And he's on the other end of our line. Good morning. Doc, are you there?
I'm here now. Yes, I can hear you. You can hear me.
Yeah, could you hear me that whole time?
I could the whole time. And I was actually talking to you about the borderline personality disorder, and then I realized that you couldn't hear me. So let me start in here.
I apologize for all of that. We got we got our buttons sorted out on the board over here, and so now we're good to go. So back on track, what about borderline? That's a key word there, right? Borderline.
Borderline is very, very key. This is a personality disorder, and personality disorders are very difficult for the person and very difficult for the person who encounters them. And the borderline personality disorder, it's characterized by it's a pervasive pattern of instability in relationships, self-image, moods, in terms of hypersensitivity, behaviors, fears of possible rejection and abandonment. And that's really the key thing. There's a severe fear of rejection and abandonment, and person doesn't want to be alone. But what they do, they push people away. They distort messages. They often had a difficult youth, but they're very, very difficult people to be around. They can seem as friendly as can be when you meet them, and that can carry for a period, but then they notice flaws in you, or they feel that you're doing things to be negative to them. So they really distort things. And if ever you're kind of these are the eggshell people, you're not really sure how they're going to react, so you feel you're walking on eggshells. But it's very pervasive. Age, oddly, becomes one of the best ways for the symptoms to be reduced. It's believed this type of combination.
Why is that?
In terms of why age makes a difference?
Yeah, why does that make a difference? Why wouldn't it exacerbate? I'm just curious.
Well, it's one of those things that appears. Now, again, this is one of those things that no one exactly knows why, but it appears that over time, the moods, the attitudes, the anger tends to recede to some degree, and that people, that doesn't mean that these are easy people to be around. It just means that the symptoms tend to just, if not, and I don't even want to say in all cases,
all right.
they tend to back off over time.
For whatever reason, they seem to dial back.
For whatever reason, it's one of those things. And then they also tend to have, they're comorbid is the word. They tend to often have also anxiety, depression, panic attacks, PTSD, substance abuse problems, depression, and even can have suicide attempts or actual successful suicides. So it's a very difficult personality disorder to deal with, but it's the distortion. You can say something to the person 10 times and they would react happily or in a friendly way, but the 11th time they would distort it, and they might hear something different, different intent, and become angry and upset at you, and there's no predictability on these. Most people have encountered borderline. The frequency is like 1.3 to 3%, something like this. So they're, even if it's a small percent, they're actually large numbers if you look at the total population. They're also called drama kings or drama queens. They tend to cause a lot of turmoil in their lives and other people's lives. So they're very difficult people to be around, often feel entitled, but this fear of abandonment, and like say, often they had difficult use, so the fear of abandonment and not to be abandoned and left alone often leads to incredible scenarios, difficulties. So it's a very difficult situation for everybody.
Was there enough information you saw released about this young man that made you say, boy, he kind of lines up in that category just with the with the things we've seen, and based on your background and history working with people sight unseen frequently?
I'd have to know more about him. You know, he seems pretty more like an antisocial personality. I know they're different. They're 10 actually personality disorders, but he definitely is a person who very well could fit into that category. He was very angry, I guess, at his mother-in-law. You know, he'd spent a year, I guess, in prison for a domestic assault when he was in the military.
Correct.
Clearly a very angry person. And so it appears that he went to that church because his mother-in-law, this is part of the information I've heard, is only partial, and started killing people. Apparently he was mad at her or whatever. So clearly he's part of a group. There's these young men, alienated, angry, that for some reason feel a justification or a need, call it what you will, to go out and kill totally innocent people. It doesn't make any sense. It's just one of those sad, tragic things. Probably has always occurred, but it's so much more noticeable now. And people now have trucks, they have bombs, they have guns. So people, I think, are more, they're able to do more destruction, even if in terms of on a regular basis, as we're seeing, unfortunately. But there is a pattern that we do see. And he very well may be a borderline, but he seems more, I'd call him the intermittent, destructive, the angry personality person, and quite violent and destructive. And probably for everyone, it's best that he is no longer here.
Amen to that. Unfortunately, he took out that's what I never understand about these. Even if he wanted to kill some specific people who he felt had wronged him in his life, when some of them weren't there, you would think, well, then I'll go find them. Well, these folks will do. That's the part that I never ever.
It makes no sense. Sometimes they want to go out with a bang. I mean, that people remember them. I mean, they have felt insignificant, and this is their moment to do something. It makes no sense. But again, when you're dealing with things like this, you can't use logic. You have to be looking at characteristics. You have to figure what leads to a person doing such a thing.
I'm glad you have the expertise there to do that. That thank goodness, because I always try to look for logic, and then I bash my head against the wall illogically when I can't find it. I mean, I keep looking for it, and it's so mystifying. On a brighter note, you did enjoy your birthday this past weekend, and the outcome, trying to extend your 39th birthday, the weather provided you with a longer day of football than you ever expected.
Well, it was really odd because we were planning to go to the game, and then we were going to have some Italian food afterwards, celebrating my birthday with my family that was in town. And it turned out we actually did that in the middle, and meaning in between them with a 3.5 hour, whatever it was, break. So we then had a early dinner, and then we went back and watched an exciting game. And the thing that was interesting, they let people in, who came. So people around me, I didn't know who they were, meaning I went back. We went back to our regular seats. But those people that came back, Dave, were the loudest group I've ever seen.
Oh, I know. I said on social media, this is not going to be an advantage for MSU. It'll be a dead atmosphere advantage Penn State. I was wrong. I mean,
yes.
You know, 5,000-10,000 people made a lot of noise, just like they do over at Breslin or Munn Arena when things are going good and the team needs a lift there. It's it was really fun to see it play out. Now we'll see what happens this week in Columbus. Dr. John Braccio, our guest here. You can find him at drjohnb.com. And always interesting to talk to here on The Morning Wake Up with yours truly. 39 years, you know, Jack Benny did that 41 times, so I wish you more 39s, okay?
Well, listen, I've been at it a long time now. How does that sound?
So, yeah, well,
I figure 35 years of 39 isn't bad.
No, so, not bad at all.
I may go to 38 next year now that my son is 39.
To
go back.
Congratulations all the way around, Dr.
Okay,
John B. Till we visit with you again. Morning Wake Up continues here. I'm glad we finally got connected to 1320 WILS.